age. Let's meet today's contestants. An executive assistant from Colma, California, Yoshi Hill. An anesthesiologist from Bellingham, Washington, Jared Blum. And our returning champion, an attorney from San Francisco, California, Manisha Munchie, whose one day cash winnings total $7,100. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You know what? Every once in a while, Jeopardy produces a game in which the categories don't seem to coincide with the areas of knowledge or expertise of the players. That was the case yesterday. Plus, we had a killer final. And the result, of course, is a low-scoring game. Manisha picked up just $7,100 in her win. However, she did replace a five-day champion who went home with $115,000. Let's see what happens today as we welcome Jared and Yoshi. Good luck. Here we go. Now the categories, please, starting off with All About Adam and Eve. Hey, we're going way back for that. Me TV, M-E, coming up in each correct response. Then you'll deal with Your Government at Work. 4-4, each correct response, 2 four-letter words, followed by Inspector Gadget, of course. Manisha, you start.
All About Adam and Eve, 200, please.
In Genesis, Eve is made from Adam's rib. God forms Adam out of this of the ground and tells him, unto it shalt thou return. Manisha?
What is the dust?
The dust, yes.
Adam and Eve, 400.
This synonym for the Garden of Eden, or any ideal place, is from an ancient Persian word meaning enclosed park. Manisha, again.
What is utopia?
No. Yoshi.
What is paradise?
That's the word.
Me TV 200.
From 1992 to 1999, you could visit this title place on Fox. Yoshi?
What is Melrose Place?
Yes.
Gadget 200, please.
Introduced in 1989, the Grid Pad was the first of these portable computers that are now smaller and slimmer than laptops. Manisha.
What's an iPad?
Nope. Yoshi.
What is a tablet?
Tablet, that's the word.
Me TV 400.
Chuck Todd hosts this longest-running show on network television. Jared.
What is Meet the Press?
That's it.
All About Adam and Eve 600.
A snake is a snake, except for the one Eve meets called this in the King James Version. Yoshi.
What's a serpent?
Serpent, yeah.
Adam and Eve 800.
The forbidden fruit that Adam and Eve are not to eat grows on this tree. Jared?
What is the tree of knowledge of good and evil?
Yes.
Adam and Eve 1000.
After God expelled Adam and Eve from the garden, he placed these second highest angels to the east of Eden to guard it. Jared?
What are cherubim?
Good.
Gadget, 400 please.
The fully automatic ATLP-60X, one of these from Audio Technica, lists for less than $100. Time to break out those old 45s. Yoshi.
What's a turntable?
Yes.
Gadget 600.
No more cords. These pro earbuds from Apple are wireless, noise canceling, and water resistant. Manisha.
What are iPod Pro? AirPod Pros.
Yes.
Gadgets for 800, please.
The Blunt XL, one of these, is able to withstand rain and winds of up to 60 miles per hour, thanks to its high-density fabric and tensioning system. Manisha.
What is a tent?
No. Yoshi.
What is an umbrella?
An umbrella, yeah.
Gadget 1000?
The V11 torque drive cordless vacuum from this company promises 60 minutes of use without needing to recharge. Jared.
What is Dyson?
Dyson, yes.
Your Government at Work, 600.
Federal prisoners whose crimes were after 1987 can't get this, but a commission reviews the cases of those still eligible. Jared.
What is clemency?
No. Manisha.
What is parole?
Parole, that's it.
Me TV 600.
Rachel Ray began making them on Food Network in 2001. Manisha.
What are 30-minute meals?
Yes.
Me TV 800.
This series starts with Linda Cardellini and Christina Applegate meeting in a grief support group and becoming friends. Manisha?
What is dead to me?
Dead to me is right, and that takes you up to 1,400. But we have to take a break. So we will do that and come back and chat with the players. Yoshi Hill is an executive assistant from Colma, California, and she is also a crucive verbalist, which means
Indeed. She
is good at crossword puzzles. Answer this question for me, please. I do crossword puzzles, and I notice that every once in a while, for a period, it doesn't matter who has put together the crossword puzzle, there are similar clues or words that come up. Is there a fraternity out there of cruciverbalists or people who prepare crossword puzzles?
They all know each other. But I agree with you about the vocabulary. And often when I'm watching Jeopardy, I'll see someone miss something that's obvious to me, and I'll say, you know, that person doesn't do crosswords.
Aha. Okay. That's one-upsmanship for you, Yoshi. Now, Jared Bloom, an anesthesiologist from Washington, what's this about you? You wrecked your best friend's car and motorcycle, and then there's an element of revenge involved. What's all that about?
Yeah, I guess he felt like he needed to get back. So I had a car that the top came off, and so he worked in shipping. He collected packing peanuts for quite a long time. And one day he opened the top of the car, filled the car to the entire brim with packing peanuts.
Okay. Manisha Munchi is an attorney from San Francisco, and being an attorney is the fulfillment of a lifelong ambition. How old were you when you decided you wanted to be a lawyer?
I was 8 years old, but it wasn't really for any of the normal reasons. I was watching General Hospital with my grandmother, who loved it, and there was this attorney who wore this beautiful yellow suit, and I thought, that's what I want to do. It worked out.
That's as good a reason as any. You're in command of the board right now, so take a look. Tell us which clue you want to see revealed next.
MeTV 1,000, please.
Flower and Mozart were two of the title Cats of the Manor on this docudrama. Manisha?
What is Meerkat Manor?
Yes.
Your government at work, 200.
In August of 2020, Louis DeJoy, holder of this job, said his organization was ready to handle whatever volume of election mail. Jared.
What is Postmaster General?
Yes.
Government, 800.
Answer, Daily Double. All right. It's a close game, but you're in the lead.
Yes, let's throw caution to the wind. Let's make it a true Daily Double.
All right. In 2020, Charles Q. Brown got this three-word title for the Air Force and is the first African-American general to lead a military branch. Jared?
What is chairman of the...
No, what is chief of staff?
Chief of staff.
All right, you dropped to zero. It's early. Go.
Government 1,000.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics produces the CPI, this index, that confirms, yes, groceries are getting pricier. Jared?
This is the Consumer Price Index.
That's it.
Government 400?
Every 5 years, not 10, the National Agricultural Statistics Service takes this count of farms and farmers. Manisha?
Which is the census?
Yes.
44200.
With this obligation of citizenship, you are asked to serve on a panel with 11 of your peers. Yoshi?
What is jury duty?
Yep, less than a minute now.
44400?
This type of vessel offers some refreshment. Yoshi.
No. Yeah.
Jared.
What is a bird bath?
Yes, a bird bath.
44600.
Fort Hamilton in New York, for example. Jared.
What is an army base?
Yes.
44800.
A different type of crop is harvested at this type of establishment. Jared.
What is wind farm?
Good.
44000.
This French phrase for a persistent thought was used in psychology for an irrational obsession. Yoshi.
What is a idée fixe?
Yes.
Inspector 200?
Inspector Japp of this famed London police force helps Hercule Poirot in cases including Lord Edgware dies. Manisha.
What is Scotland Yard?
Good. And with that, you're 3,000. You're just off the lead. Yoshi has that. And Jared at 2,800 will go first to start us in Double Jeopardy after this. A very close game underway, but Jared just $600 off the lead gets to select first from these categories in Double Jeopardy. Peak at the Mountains. A plant-based diet, Billboard number one song of the year, 19th Century America, Caveat Sculptor, and finally, that's So GQ. Each correct response will include those two letters in that order. Jared, off you go.
Peak at the Mountains, 1200.
The Sawatch range of this mountain system includes peaks like Mount Elbert. Talking about the Rockies. Jared.
Mountains, 1600.
Answer. Early double. All right. Chance to take the lead.
Let's wager 2000.
All right. The border between these two countries goes right down the middle of a room in the Hotel Arbez in the Jura Mountains.
What are France and Switzerland?
You are right. Go again.
Mountains 2000.
Mount Mitchell in the Black Mountains of North Carolina is the tallest peak in this range. Manisha.
What are the Appalachians?
That's it.
Caveat Sculpture 400.
It took 3 years from 1501 to 1504 for the marble work here to be completed by this artist. But we'd say it was worth the time. Yoshi?
Who is Michelangelo?
Yes.
Sculptor 800?
Sir George Frampton did the statue of this J.M. Barrie character that's in Kensington Gardens. Manisha?
There's Peter Pan?
Correct.
Sculptor 12?
In a 15th century marble statue and a relief, Donatello depicted this saint killing the dragon. Jared?
Who is St. George?
Good.
19th century America, 1200.
An 1842 attempt to move public records and the Capitol back to Houston caused the Texas Archives War in this city. Jared.
Austin.
That's it.
America, 1600.
For some reason, the anti-Masonic party chose one-time Freemason William Wirt to challenge this incumbent president in 1832. Jared.
Was Andrew Jackson?
He's the one.
19th century, 2000.
Answer there, the other day. You have forged a $3,000 lead.
Let's wager $3,000.
All right. In 1857, this monthly magazine, with an oceanic name, was founded in Boston. It moved to D.C. 150 years later. Jared?
What is Field and Stream?
No, what is the Atlantic? The Atlantic, oceanic name. All right, you drop down into a tie with Manisha. Go.
America, 800.
In 1801, this cotton gin inventor demonstrated his idea for interchangeable parts for guns. Yoshi.
Who's Eli Whitney?
Correct.
Sculptor, 1600.
In 1904, this Danish-American sculptor, who later thought much bigger in South Dakota, gave us Mares of Diomedes. Yoshi.
Who's Borglum?
Borglum, yes, Goodson.
Sculptor 2000?
In 1884, this great French sculptor was commissioned to create the Burghers of Calais. Yoshi.
Who was Rodin?
Good.
Plant-based, 400?
If you're pursuing an eggplant-based diet, try this Middle Eastern spread that is similar to hummus. Yoshi.
What is baba ganoush?
Yes.
Plant-based, 800?
Vegetarian, skip the egg roll and go for this, the other roll on the Panda Express appetizer menu. Manisha.
This is spring roll?
Yes.
Plant, 1200?
The Kellogg Company owns the brand called These Farms, known for black bean burgers. Manisha.
What is Morningstar?
Morningstar, correct.
Plant, 16?
What Europeans call semolina pudding, we call this cream eaten at breakfast. Jared.
This cream of wheat.
That's it.
Diet 2000.
The delights of tapioca come from this root. Manisha.
What is taro?
No. Yoshi.
What is cassava?
That's it.
GQ 400.
When it comes to mental ability, IQ stands for this. Manisha.
What is intelligence quotient?
That's right.
GQ 800.
Adjective meaning repulsively ugly and distorted. Manisha.
What is grotesque?
Correct.
GQ 12.
A chamber music ensemble consisting of two violins, a viola, and a cello. Yoshi.
What is a string quartet?
Yes.
GQ 1600.
This rodent with a two-word name glides between trees using a furry membrane that stretches from wrist to ankle. Manisha.
What is a flying squirrel?
That's it.
GQ 2000.
This Native American language group is used along the East Coast from Canada to the Carolinas. Yoshi.
What is Algonquin?
Yes.
Mountains 800?
Rising 19,340 feet along the East African Rift System is this peak of Tanzania. Manisha.
What is Kilimanjaro?
Correct.
Billboard 400.
Boom Boom Pow by this leguminous group satisfied onomatopoeic musical cravings in 2009. Manisha.
For the Black Eyed Peas.
Yep.
Billboard 800.
Girls Hit Your Hallelujah for this 2015 collaboration between Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars. Manisha.
What is Uptown Funk?
Yep.
Billboard 12.
Not the similarly named video app. This song made it to the top in 2010 for Kesha. Manisha.
What is TikTok?
Yes, less than a minute now.
Billboard 16.
Wham! Took the top spot in 1985 with Careless Whisper. 3 years later, this singer had faith. Manisha.
Who is George Michael?
Yeah.
Billboard 2000.
All the boys, they say que soy buena when they hear this tune, tops from 1996. What is Macarena? Manisha, back to you.
19th century America, 400.
In April of 1877, President Hayes withdrew federal troops from Louisiana, officially ending this post-Civil War period. Jared.
It was Reconstruction.
That's it. Now the last clue. East of Santiago, Chile, Mount Tupungato is a 22,000-foot peak in this range. Jared.
For the Andes.
Andes, that's right, and that takes you to 8,200. Anybody's game. Here comes Final Jeopardy. Today, the category featured is blockbuster movies. We'll reveal the clue in a moment.
A siege on Capitol Hill.
It's disorder. It's chaos.
Shots fired.
We have to have law and order.
An armed standoff. Fox 45 News brings you team coverage of the chaos in Washington, D.C. Tonight at 10.
A Camel and a Geico ad asks, Mike, what day is it? And here's this nickname for Wednesday. What is Hump Day? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
A little bit of advice for our contestants as they deal with blockbuster movies. Pay close attention to every part of this clue. Here it is. Released in 2017, this movie is the highest grossing film in the United States that's set during World War I. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. We come up with another one of those killer finals. Let's find out. Jared, we come to you first. You were in third place with 8,200, and you wrote down what is 1917, and that, unfortunately for you, is incorrect. It'll cost you 5601. That drops you down to 2599. Let's come to Manisha, our champion. She had 13,400, and she wrote down Dunkirk, and that, too, is incorrect. So, Jared, you don't have to sigh quite as much. And Manisha loses everything. She drops to zero. What kind of a payday will we have today? Yoshi, it's up to you now. You had the lead with 13,800. You put down 1917. No, you're going to love this one. The correct response, what was? Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman. How much did Yoshi lose? 7,000. She becomes the new champion with 6,800. Well done. Well done indeed. Two killer finals in a row. What will happen tomorrow? Tune in. You'll find out then.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.
Fox 45 had to sue city schools over public records relating to grade changing.
Save our schools. That's our goal at Fox 45 News Project Baltimore.
A siege on Capitol Hill.
It's disorder. It's chaos.
Shots fired. an armed standoff.
We have to have law and order.
Fox 45 News brings you team coverage of the chaos in Washington, D.C. Tonight at 10.
You got her?
I got her.
I'm getting this McDonald's.